Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are thrilled to have in studio with us today Bao Vang. She's the Vice President of Communications with the Better Business Bureau of North Dakota and Minnesota. And she is here in studio, which is just a thrill for us. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Mo. It is so fun to be here. I spent a lot of time as a child. And now, today, you're going to take me on a little tour.
I am. I'm so excited. So, Bao, tell people about your background. You obviously are a great spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau, but you've had experience in being a spokesperson before.
A little bit. Yeah. So my training is in broadcast journalism. I found a love for writing in high school, and then I said, I want to stay close to home. I'm the youngest of seven kids. My mom was still around, and I ended up at the University of St. Thomas studying broadcast journalism in Spanish. My very first job was in Wausau, Wisconsin. And there, I ended up having the opportunity to be the morning news anchor, found love there, got married, and then I spent another 3 years in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and came back and had the opportunity to go back to school to get my MBA. So to expand my communication skills, spokesperson skills, to now really the business side or the strategy side of how to use communications to advance businesses, really, really cool spot for me. The public service of BBB is what attracted me to the job. It's education in the most critical form, because these scams can be devastating, so life-changing. So education is what we push. We want to be on the preventive side and not reactive side to the scams, right? You can tell us you just lost 100 grand, but we weren't able to be there. Now, if we teach you the steps on how to report and look up scams, that's a sweet spot for us. At the BBB, we want to make sure you have that information before you go out into the marketplace and hand over your personal information or your hard-earned money.
And the other beautiful part about the BBB is you have a network of trusted businesses. And so it should be a first stop if somebody is looking for somebody to repair their home or buy something online or buy something in person.
BBB is always looking out for the consumer. So we have this membership, 6,800 members in Minnesota and North Dakota, and 400,000 across the international landscape, all adhere to higher standards with trust and integrity and customer service. And you want to find an accredited business before you look anywhere else for a service provider, because these businesses are already committing themselves to being the most ethical in their practices with selling and advertising and making sure that they're going to be available if you ever have a complaint. These businesses are the role models in our marketplace, and we have a huge directory. Millions of companies are in our directory at bbb.org right now, free to use.
So easy. Well, one of the things that we wanted to chat about today, obviously, you do a great job in getting out the word about new scams, but really the scams kind of all boil down to one common denominator, and that is they're impersonating in some regard. Is that correct?
That's right. It is one of the most prevalent ways that a scammer will try to build trust with their victims.
So it's either the company is not representing themselves correctly, or an individual person is not representing themselves in the true light.
It is the scammer that's using an actual business to build trust with the consumer. And then two things will happen. They will ask for personal information, either to verify someone's account, or they will steal your money.
So I have actually called, I don't know who lately, but I've made the call to somebody and they ask for personal information. Usually it's just the last four digits of your social security number. Maybe it was a healthcare call. I don't remember, but they needed all my social security. And I just got a pit in my stomach because of all I've learned from you.
Oh, yeah.
That you shouldn't give that out, should you?
The whole social yes. I'm cringing a little bit, Mo. Who was this? We need to make a complaint. You don't remember?
I think it was somebody that I instigated the call about.
Okay.
But I said, oh gosh, why do you need my whole social security number?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's check your credit report just in case.
No kidding.
Yeah, anything has happened since then.
All phone calls that you get, you should never give out Social Security. Should you give out your address? What are the big things that we should not be divulging?
Here are some of them. I would say home address is probably up there. Social Security, number one. Number two, email address.
Why is email a biggie?
Because email addresses can lead to them guessing your login credentials.
Okay.
So login credentials, you won't believe this. We heard from a consultant with the FBI that 80% of us worldwide uses the same passwords.
Yep.
On multiple accounts.
Guilty.
Guilty. I know, you and me. So once they have your email address, they can go to that site. Let's just say it's a Gmail. Maybe they already have your password. They'll be able to access your email and other things. It just goes on and on. Don't also give out things like your phone number. Let's say they're emailing you.
Okay.
You don't want to give out their phone number as
okay.
well. That
okay.
just gives them more access.
Right.
More access to you, your information. That builds a little profile of you.
So we've talked before. I'm very cautious about giving out information. You know, I'm not on social media, that type of thing. But yet I am shocked by how much information there is out there about us still. Where does that come from?
Another great question. And I love this. Another quote from our consultant that we just heard from with the FBI. The question shouldn't be, as consumers, oh man, what if my personal information is compromised? Everyone's information is already compromised. Now, if we know that, then the question should be, what should I do now that
right.
my identity has been compromised? And there's a few things out there that we can do, and it's really fascinating. Things like, okay, well, you can go to annual credit report and freeze your credit. Everyone needs to freeze their credit because these scammers are already using your identity. They're paying dollars, just a few dollars for your personal information. So they can build either bank accounts in your name or file unemployment claims under your name. So your information's already out there. Freeze your credit report. Don't let the scammers have any more access to building profiles on you, and change your passwords.
So every once in a while, I use an iPad and I'll get a report. Maybe I can even find it where it says in the last 7 days, Safari has prevented 62 trackers from profiling you.
Wow. What? So they're always on it. They just know that there's an underground network of these criminals. And all they do every day, every minute of the day, is to take our information.
And we have talked before, some of these scams are so intricate. These are not dumb people. Why don't they get a job?
Because they're very successful. And when they're successful, their emotion to this, how they're feeling is, then I'm going to keep doing it. There's no easier way for them to win it. And that's why this consultant, his name is Brett Johnson. He's called the original internet godfather, formerly the mastermind of this darknet. Now, on the other side, being a consultant for the FBI, trying to take down people like him.
Well, I love that.
I love that too.
That's awesome.
And he's shared so much about how it works, what they're looking for, what's the mentality of a criminal.
You've been in this a long time. Were you even shocked by some of the things
shocked.
You found out?
We watched him for a whole hour at a recent scam jam hosted by BBB and AARP, and my mouth literally was dropped the entire hour. He's so good. There's so much out there that's bad activity, but he says not all is lost.
Oh, good.
Again, we have some really great tips. Freeze your credit, monitor your accounts, place alerts like you already do. You already know that someone's trying to look at your information 62 times.
Well, I found it annoying. I haven't done anything about it. I mean, do I need to do anything about it?
Change your passwords.
Oh, boy. All of your passwords?
Yeah, maybe.
We have to do that here at work every 3 months, I think we do it.
That's the best practice now, though.
It is best practice.
Uh-huh.
But I do not do that personally.
Then we should learn from our IT experts.
Okay.
We're trying to keep our businesses secure.
But you know, a lot of us that perhaps do online banking, online purchasing, it's nice to just have all that stored. So you just hit a button and bill me later in 3 easy installments.
Yeah.
I have something coming to my house. What do you do about that?
There's another great tip from him. He says password manager site. So using an actual platform, and you have to make sure it's legitimate, that will store all your passwords. And yes, sometimes you can use the ones that are 16 digits long and they're all letters plus right. combinations right. Of numbers, you're not going to remember that.
No, I always do pick my own, and then it's usually 1, 2, 3, 4.
Something like that. Trust me. Again, guilty. So there are some things that we can do. I mean, that's just a first step.
Okay.
And again, trust but verify.
Okay.
That's another really okay. great step.
So getting back to people mm-hmm. or these impersonation scams, what are some of the things that we should be on the lookout for?
Yes. So a reminder that impersonation scams happen when a person or a business pretends to be someone else to get you to hand over money or your personal information. And BBB actually did a survey of our BBB scam tracker reports in this last year. We did find at least 54% of those survey respondents said that a scammer was impersonating a real person.
Ugh.
We know it's more than that. We just see the tip of the iceberg with our scam tracker reports. So we know that it's happening more and more. And here are some tips when you see something legitimate, but it feels off, or, you know, you just want to second guess it before you hand over your money. Number one is to stay calm. Let's just say you get an email from Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon is the number one impersonated brand in the entire planet. That just means a lot of us are using Amazon.
Right.
We're getting packages almost daily from them, and they're sending us messages. So sometimes you might get an email from
right.
Amazon Seems. Saying, we need to verify your account, or we're going to lock it down or something. Well, you need to stay calm in that situation and say, wait a second, I haven't ordered from Amazon in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Or let me just go check my Amazon account before I get all worked up about it.
Okay.
That it's going to be locked down and I can't order, you know, my fishing supplies or something. Stay calm. I love fishing, by the way. What rivers are around here? I would like to come. Please invite me. My husband sold his boat too. So, so devastating. Stay calm. Stay calm. And don't reply directly to those messages. So if it's a text message or an email, do not reply directly.
Can you look at where it comes from, though? Because sometimes it will say a wacky address mm-hmm. and it's not anything to do with Amazon. So isn't that kind of a giveaway?
That's a red flag right
okay.
there.
Okay.
You want to check your the sender of that email. Let's just say it's an email. You go to the sender. You want to make sure everything's spelled correctly.
Okay.
And it says Amazon somewhere in the email
okay.
address. We also recently saw an example where everything looked legitimate in the sender's, this we know is a known scammer's email, but they did not use the Roman letter I. It was an I in a different language. Of course,
oh.
for the human eye, you and I wouldn't know that.
Right.
Before an expert, they were like, of course this is a scam, because it doesn't look like the Roman alphabetical letter. Wouldn't know that.
No.
But that's just another thing to look for. When you don't reply directly to the actual message, what you can do instead is to go to the source. And that is making sure if you get an email or a text message that looks suspicious from Amazon, you go to Amazon. You go to the customer service, create a new live chat or something, and say, hey, did you email me about a compromised account? Because I got this email. And Amazon, I can tell you the truth, Amazon has been working with BBB to ensure that consumers
Good.
Stay safe on their sites too.
Oh, that's great.
They're committed to this because they know what kind of power they have in the marketplace, and they want to work with a BBB that has a real scam tracker, a way for people to report those complaints and
right.
reviews. Another one is the tactic that really works for scammers is to put on pressure to the consumer and say, you're going to be locked down, or I'm going to come and send a police to your door, or I'm going to have to charge you if you don't respond the next 24 hours, $100.
Or you won't get your order if you don't give
exactly.
me your credit card information right again.
That's it. And you're emotionally going to feel,
I need
oh
that.
My gosh, defensive.
I need my fishing equipment.
I need that. And I need it today. I'm going to go tomorrow. And that pressure leads you to make some irrational choices and decisions. And you're going to give up your credit card information or your personal information. So avoid feeling that pressure from whoever is on the other end. We also say never pay over the phone. Go to an actual source. Go back to Amazon. If they are looking for an updated credit card, because that happens, you'll want to verify it right on that site.
Okay.
And not give over your credit card over the phone. Another way that scammers will try to take your money or your personal information is they will message you saying they're from let's just say your internet provider or a company that is will help with cybersecurity, McAfee, you know, some of those companies that maybe you've subscribed to help alleviate any of the bugs on your computer, they will try to request for remote access into your computer. So they'll say, okay, are you ready for that? I'm going to come in. I'll help you.
Oh, boy.
You have a problem. I'm going to update your software. You need stronger software to combat any of those issues. And when they get remote access, they have remote access to everything that's on your computer. Sometimes your passwords, sometimes your credentials, credit card information, and more. Two more things here.
Oh, boy.
Always check and search on BBB Scam Tracker about what's happening. Because most of the time, if a company is being impersonated, let's just say someone doesn't lose money, a really great way is for people to go to BBB and to let us know. And so we will share that information that will be available to everyone, all consumers out there. Again, no, free of charge. When you search a BBB Scam Tracker, you can quickly do a keyword search and say Amazon keyword, you know, Amazon impersonation. And you'll find all the reports from other your peer consumers out there.
That would be just interesting to go and do anyway. Just
yes.
Okay.
Or you might find an obscure maybe company that you've never heard of, a floral company maybe.
Right.
And say, you know, I've never heard of this company. Let me just search. And if someone else has had that experience, they'll say, don't go to AJ's floral company because it is a scam.
Ugh.
And then you'll know. Then you save yourself money. And then also, we talked about this. Check the URL. Make sure that it says HTTPS. The S is secure.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you're bringing hope, but yet I'm all panicked about
trust and verify. Trust and verify. But we are human beings. That's what we want to do, is we want to believe that other people are also good, altruistic people.
Yes.
And if you verify, you'll be okay.
So if, in fact, we have been the victim of a scam in some regard, what should we do, please?
Let us know. Always call us or visit our website. So if you can call us, we can talk you through a scam or a business. We can look up that profile. Maybe we've already received 100 reports today about it. We would already have created a trend and pattern related to that. You can call us at 651-699-1111. Or you can go and visit us at bbb.org. We have more than a million business profiles letting you know if the business is legit, how many times, you know, people have visited, also if it's been around for a while. And Scam Tracker, free interactive tool for you to search for and report scams. bbb.org/scamtracker.
Love it. Great to see you. Bao Vang, she's the Vice President of Communications with the Better Business Bureau of North Dakota and Minnesota. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.